And your host returns to Alcan Priderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
us to fend for ourselves. Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
Bari'tu ila Allahi wa ilaykum minhum wa min ashya'ihim wa atba'ihim wa awliya'ihim ya Aba Abdullah inni silmun liman salamakum وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة.
Brothers and sisters, previously we were discussing this excerpt of Ziyarat al-Ashura. يا أبا عبد الله إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة. أو أبا عبد الله, I am at peace with he who is at peace with you, and at war with he who is at war with you, إلى يوم القيامة, until the day of resurrection. Regarding this part, until the day of resurrection, we mentioned different traditions from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, emphasizing on the importance of being with the Ahlul Bayt, acting according to their commands, which is the true meaning of being with them, and the importance of being with them until the day of resurrection and perpetually. In an important narration, Allah's Messenger is reported as saying, مَا بَالُ أَقْوَامٍ إِذَا ذُكِرَ عِنْدَهُمْ آلُ إِبْرَاهِيمِ فَرِحُوا وَاسْتَبْشَرُوا وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ عِنْدَهُمْ آلُ مُحَمَّدٍ إِشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. What is the matter with some people who get happy whenever they are reminded of the family of Ibrahim, but they are disturbed whenever they are reminded of the family of Muhammad? وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَوْ أَنَّ عَبْدًا جَاءَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِعَمَلِ سَبْعِينَ نَبِيًّا مَا قَبِلَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ مِنْهِ حَتَّى يَلْقَاهُ بِوِلَايَتِي وَوِلَايَةِ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي. The Holy Prophet continues, by Allah, in whose hand is Muhammad's life, I swear, if on the day of judgment, a servant comes forth with the deeds of 70 prophets, Allah will not accept those deeds unless he meets him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, bearing love for me and my Ahlul Bayt, my progeny. And this is the embodiment of what we see in Ziyara Jami'a Kabira, as Imam Hadi alayhi salam says, وَأَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِكُمْ وَفَازَ الْفَائِزُونَ بِوِلَايَتِكُمْ بِكُمْ يُسْلَكُ إِلَى الرِّضْوَانِ وَعَلَى مَنْ جَحَدَ وِلَايَتَكُمْ غَضَبُ الرَّحْمَنِ. Your light lights up on the earth. Those who love and cherish you attain their end and conduct themselves to paradise. And those who forsake your friendship earn displeasure of the most compassionate Lord. So, if one is inclined towards the peak of perfection, he must first go to Ahlul Bayt and then adhere to them. In this connection, the Holy Quran says, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. If you love Allah, then follow me, and Allah will love you. If you love the peak point of perfection, you need to follow the heavens and the earth as the manifestations of the Almighty Allah. You need to love the Ahlul Bayt because its root is the love for peak of perfection. And if the Ahlul Bayt are Allah's favorites, it is because they are the best path for meeting Allah.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny. Do not allow evil doing. Do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah. He appreciates him. He understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So one must try to stay with the Ahlul Bayt, listening to their commands, avoiding what they forbid, until the day of resurrection, even on the day of resurrection. In this regard, Imam Hadi alayhi salam says, نَحْنُ الصِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ. We are the straight path. So, the Ahlul Bayt are not only the path, but they are Allah's rope, which is somehow extended from the heavens to the earth. And reaching the peak point of perfection, which is Allah, is only available just by holding fast by the covenant of Allah. The Ahlul Bayt are extended from Allah's grace, which is the truth of Muhammad, extended to all borders of the earth. This is one sign of the meaning of this verse of the Holy Quran. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَيْفَ مَدَّ الظِّلِ. Have you not considered the work of your Lord, how he has extended the shade? So everyone can be under the shade of the Ahlul Bayt if he wholeheartedly wills so. Whosoever is inclined toward the peak of perfection will grasp it in order to reach Allah. And this is what the Almighty Allah has ordered us. وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ. Seek means of nearness to him, and the Ahlul Bayt are the most complete meaning of this wasila. They are the meanings to reach towards the Almighty Allah. They are the link to Allah, and even denying one of them means disbelieving in the Almighty Allah. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tell us.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين